This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to three scientists who look at electrons in atoms during the tiniest of split seconds. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Eva Olsen, the chair of the Nobel Committee for Physics, profiles the researchers.
This year's prize honors the pioneering experimental work of Pierre Agostini, Ferenc Krauss, and Anne L'Huillier. They discovered that it is possible to generate these attosecond pulses. They developed methods to measure the duration of the pulses, and they also developed techniques for generation both of pulse trains and of isolated individual pulses.
This groundbreaking area of electrons research could one day lead to better electronics or disease diagnoses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
India tells Canada to recall diplomats. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
An official speaking on the condition of anonymity says India has asked Canada to remove 41 of its 62 diplomats from their country. Relations between the two nations have been strained since Canada accused India that it may have been involved in the killing of a Sikh separatist leader in suburban Vancouver. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has said there were credible allegations of Indian involvement in the slaying of Hardeep Singh Nijjar, a 45-year-old Sikh leader who was killed by masked gunmen in June. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Police in Thailand arrested a 14-year-old suspected gunman after a shooting on Tuesday at a luxury mall in the capital, Bangkok. Authorities said three people were killed. This is VOA News. For decades, Armenia and Azerbaijan have fought bitterly over Nagorno-Karabakh. And last week, after a fierce assault in mid-September, Azerbaijan won. More than 100,000 residents, almost the entire ethnic Armenian population, fled to Armenia. But as VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from near the Armenia border with Azerbaijan, many fear the war that drove them out is not over.
Azerbaijani officials sometimes call this part of Armenia part of the historical lands of Azerbaijan, provoking ire from Armenian officials. And even teenagers train in military tactics in this region, preparing for possible battles they believe could come to their towns and villages. But families who recently fled their homes also blame the governments of Artsakh and Armenia and Russian peacekeepers for failing to protect them and their land. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Ishkhanasar and Kornitzor, Armenia.
Meantime, the European Union could review ties, including financial aid with Azerbaijan, and sanction individuals if the situation worsens following Baku's military takeover of the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave. That's according to an EU diplomatic service paper. U.S. Federal Reserve officials gather many insights and observations about the economy from PhD economists. But Chair Jerome Powell has been branching out. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Depending on how you go, York, Pennsylvania is a little more than 90 miles from Washington, D.C. Powell traveled to York to learn about the efforts of the longtime manufacturing hub to diversify its economy. But he also heard from small business owners about how they're personally grappling with inflation, high interest rates, labor shortages, and other challenges of the post-pandemic economy. The business people were generally optimistic, but expressed a range of concerns, including finding all the workers they need and how higher interest rates have discouraged them from expanding. One described herself as having been a little blindsided by inflation, noting predictability is gone, and it's very hard to operate a business without predictability. I'm Ben Thomas.
A court in Spain's southeastern region of Murcia has opened a criminal investigation into suspected reckless manslaughter in the deaths of 13 people in the country's deadliest nightclub fire for decades. The fire tore through three neighboring nightclubs on the outskirts of the city of Murcia on Sunday. And Russia Tuesday blamed a malfunction in an onboard control unit for causing its first lunar mission in 47 years to crash into the moon in August. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.